USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate approved a $280 billion bill to boost scientific research and the U.S. semiconductor industry, sending the legislation to the House, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised quick action. Fears of a recession rise as the United States waits a second quarter report on GDP. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the time has come for President Biden to take accountability.
The first step to fixing any kind of crisis is to first admit the crisis, admit the problem that he's created, and he won't do it. Joe Biden won't look the American people in the eye and admit that his programs have failed.
The Louisiana Republican speaking at a press conference on Wednesday. The Fed Reserve announces a 0.75 percentage point interest rate hike. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.